This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Alex Jones. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, July 19th, 2016, second day of the RNC convention in Cleveland. Alex Jones will be joining us live from Cleveland. He'll be doing most of the show today. Before he gets on the line to do the show, just looking at the headline news, and we've got, guess what? Yet another Muslim attack. Another day, another Muslim attack. While I was looking at this attack on the train, I kept saying to my wife, I said, well, you know, his name is Muhammad. And it, about a half hour or so ago, they released information, yeah, and it's Muhammad. Of course, he's a child. So I guess maybe really what he needs is a teddy bear. Maybe Glenn Beck can go there and give him a teddy bear, this young child who came here. It's just so amazing to me, and we're going to talk about that in detail when we come back. You know, it's not just that one, okay? It's not just another day, another attack, okay? We've got the axe attack, 18 people injured, some of them fighting for their lives. Who knows how horribly they've been maimed elsewhere in France. That was in Germany, elsewhere in France. We've got a mother and her three daughters stabbed by a man because he thought they were inappropriately dressed. Okay, guess what? He's going to be Muhammad, too. Okay, then we got another one. Okay, third one here. This was another knife attack in Germany. This guy is, his name is, guess what? Muhammad. Yeah, it's kind of like that movie. Remember American Carol? They began the movie. They're out in the desert. There's a bunch of Muslims in the hills about to attack another city, and some guy stands up and goes, Muhammad. And they all stand up, what? It's like either Muhammad or Ali or Muhammad Ali, which is this guy's name, Muhammad Ali Hussein. A bit of a lack of imagination in terms of names in that culture, evidently. What he tried to do, there was a group of about 50 immigrants surrounding a policewoman and a policeman. And in that mob, Muhammad Ali came out and stabbed the woman, but he's going to not be deported, and his punishment will be cut in half because they say he's young age, okay? He's claiming now that he was only 18, that he's 18, okay? When actually they know that he's 26 years old. But it's okay. You know, if you're Hillary Clinton or you're a Muslim, the facts are all relative. It's whatever you feel like. You know, if you want to be a man, you can be a man, even if you're a woman or vice versa. If you feel, if you're feeling like you're 18, even though you're 26, you can be, you know, 18 if you're an illegal immigrant. Not a problem. You know, it's just kind of, you can just transfer right out of those penalties. And, you know, it was just back in May 10th when I found this, when I was looking for details on the axe attack on the train. I'm looking for German train attack, and I find yet another one, a Munich knife attack. This happened in Germany. This was back on May the 10th. Yes, this is all also an Allah Akbar, Allahu Akbar, okay, which I guess is really kind of Arabic for move on, there's nothing to see here. They're saying in this particular case that he suffered from psychiatric issues. Yeah, it's an insane religion. It truly is. He suffered from psychiatric issues. They also said he's a German citizen now. So, you know, again, don't blame it on Islam. Don't blame it on migrants. I think we need to stop calling it Stockholm Syndrome, and I think we need to start calling it the Merkel Syndrome, because that's really what's going on. Meanwhile, we've got CNN's Peter Bergen, as we pointed out over the weekend, blaming the truck attack by that Muhammad as a as European fascism. You know what? Let's be a little bit more accurate with this. More accurately, it's the rise of Muslim fascism in Europe, because that's why they were brought here. That's why all these young men, single men, were brought here by Angela Merkel and the elite. They wanted a clash of civilization. They've got it. We look at this other article from the Drudge Report on the Sun. Look at what they did, the way they reported this on British television. What they did was they had to report this Nice attack, the one with the truck. They put a woman in a hijab. And they said, really, would you have done that? You really want to avoid the fact that Muslims dominate women, don't you? That's what they did. Can you imagine if they'd done an Orthodox Jew to talk about Israeli issues with the Palestinians?
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bug, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Well, if you look to the left, if you look to the right, you see globalist-controlled political parties all over the world. And when you see people like Nigel Farage or Ron Paul or folks like Donald Trump, they are riding the populist wave of resistance, smashing through the lies and disinformation and exposing just how controlled the system has gotten. Alex Jones here live, about 300 yards away from the main entrance of the RNC meeting 2016. And we're going to be here for the next 4 hours today. We've got our reporters, Wayne Madsen and Josh Owens, going back into the lion's den today. We also have Leanne McAdoo and, of course, Margaret Howe, also going to be on the street talking to some of the socialist and BLM radical groups that are George Soros funded on the street. We've got Joe Biggs and Richard Reeves out roving as well. We've got billboards driving around on big trucks. We have digital billboards, Hillary for president. And magically, there's a radio station that just popped up on an open frequency, 94.5, that everybody's talking about and listening to. And we have big banner trucks telling folks about that. So we have InfoWars Radio cutting through the lies and disinformation.
You know, as soon as I learned that Hillary was censoring our aircraft over this event via Obama and the FAA, which they've never done in any convention before, both at this convention and the one coming up next week in Philadelphia, magically some flyers got printed up for 94.5 underground RNC radio, 94.5 FM, and then magically Infowars.com transmissions are being sent out on it, and magically, well, what is it, 4,000 of these flyers got handed out on the streets here in Cleveland, just magically, and then magically, because you censored us, there's a GoFundMe account people are flooding with money that a separate national air campaign company's running to put Hillary for prison banners up all over the nation. And then magically, it was in hundreds of newspapers over the weekend, hundreds of TV stations on ABC News nationally, CBS News nationally, CNN nationally, Fox News nationally. Folks I talked to in New York saw it. Old Ted Nugent gave me a call today. Actually, last night we talked this morning. Again, he's going to be coming on the show in the next few days. That's how I get Ted Nugent on. Not through his website or his great crew. They're great people. They're all busy. I just kind of go, hey, Ted Nugent, we need you to come on the show. One time I said that about a year ago, and Ted, like, called up that day. Yeah, I heard the show. I want to come on. So Ted Nugent, by the way, was not invited to speak at this. The RNC didn't want him. It's not Trump. It's the RNC. They're scared of him. He's too radical. He's effective because he tells the truth in the face of radical globalist attacks on our republic. They're the radicals. Our response meets and matches them. We're not the radicals defending what this country was founded on and what made us great. So Ted Nugent will be heard at the RNC either tomorrow or the next day. We're looking for the best slot because he's playing 300 shows a year. He's playing like six shows a week right now. He's in Florida. He just left Austin. And so that is all. That's all basically unfolding right now. So look for Ted Nugent here with us. Dinesh D'Souza is going to be on the show tomorrow. We have an interview Leanne McAdoo did with the filmmaker who's got the new film out that will bring down Hillary. Way more hardcore than 2016. Showing how they're organized crime and how the Clintons are an organized crime syndicate. And the point is, yes, you already know that. But now, after they made him a political prisoner, he's only doubled and tripled down. That's going to be coming out nationwide as well. And that interview is up on Infowars.com. Here, obviously, is the big news that we have for everybody. Another Religion of Peace event took place on a train in Germany where people got killed by a axe-wielding Afghan immigrant who wasn't happy with all the welfare and all the other goodies. And, of course, no mention of him being an Islamicist. You had to read deeply into the articles to even find out who he was. It was just some crazy guy with an axe, like some crazy guy with a truck or some crazy people in San Bernardino or crazy people at Fort Hood or crazy people in Paris at the Eagles of Death concert and crazy people, you know, out shooting the cops. And, you know, you had five cops dead. It was a big national deal. Now three are shot dead in Baton Rouge. It's kind of like just blown over. I mean, come on. The police need to reform themselves. And again, folks, the globalists have been federalizing our police. The globalists have been causing most of the problems we have. But regardless, this is our country, our police. It's not George Soros' business to go finance a bunch of communist radicals and others to push an agenda of killing police and then act like that's reform. It is outrageous sedition and destabilization against this country. Now, obviously, here's the other big news. The spin machine is going into overdrive. And yes, I have a problem with Mike Pence, the governor of Indiana, for his globalist trade deals. But he's a Christian, he's pro-gun, he's pro-life, staunch. He's 1,000 times better than Newt Gingrich. But here's the deal. He'll need Pence, who is a dealmaker, to navigate the House and the Senate and to work with the governors. And he has been the head of the Governors Association and so many other things. It is not an issue compared to Hillary's crimes and her agenda to come after our basic liberties. And you see CNN, Fox News, all of them making a big deal out of Pence. They're trying to hype libertarians and conservatives into making this a big issue when the issue is, what does Trump do once he gets in? If he uses Pence as a mechanism to get things done, but get a populist Americana agenda done, that's great. And that's what Trump says he's doing with this. And he goes in there with his no-nonsense 60 Minutes interview. We'll play some clips of later. And, you know, basically says, okay, he voted for the Iraq War. He was given bad intelligence. The difference is Hillary's been involved in all the fake intelligence. And they spin that as hypocritical.
No, this is who he's chosen. He didn't do the Iraq war. He was against the Iraq war. That's another reason I'm supporting Trump. So we're moving forward here, and this is a distraction from everything else that's happened. So I'm done talking about the Pence situation. If he gets into office and they go sideways, then it'll be an issue. Right now we're facing Hillary Rodham Clinton, the crime boss, who's coming after all of our liberties, all of our freedoms, and wants to sew this country up for the globalists. And if we don't stop her, that's our problem. Take Mrs. Trump, Melania. 17-minute speech. We're going to play parts of it. I get up this morning, and I hear, oh, my gosh, she plagiarized it. Oh, my gosh, she's such a horrible woman. The left is out calling her horrible names, calling her all this horrible stuff. She said, these are basically my words put together with the speechwriters. I only read it once because they're my words. And then I went and I read the Michelle Obama so-called speech. This is like saying if Melania Trump at her wedding played, here comes the bride, here comes the bride, done, you know, all dressed in white. This is the standard speech that you intro, that every person intros about my values and my parents brought me up to do this and this is what I stand for and it's why I love America. I don't know who first said this. It's been said for hundreds of years. This is the standard intro of a speech, and it's not even word for word. It's very different. But I've always talked about my family, my values, being brought up to believe in these things. Is that plagiarizing Mrs. Obama? I mean, this is like if you claim that, I mean, Starbucks wants a copyright now for their new symbol to be a green circle. In fact, they've gone out and gotten, that is their trademark, a green circle, and they're claiming now they want the color green. Disney says they don't want you to be able to write the name Mickey Mouse in your own article because that word or that name is copyright. This is total red herring bull. But I'll tell you who's plagiarizing. Obama claims he's pro-America. Obama claimed he was a Christian. Obama claimed he was going to cut taxes. Obama claimed Obamacare was free. Obama claimed he wasn't coming after our guns. Obama claimed, Obama claimed, Obama claimed. When he's a foreign globalist operative here to destroy this country. So he's the imposter. He's the plagiarizer claiming he's an American. He's the plagiarizer claiming he's Americana. He's the plagiarer having his truth squads 8 years ago run around the country saying, we'll have you arrested if you lie about him and say he doesn't want to cut taxes. And if you say Obamacare isn't free. And if you say Obama isn't a Christian. I can play the truth squad news clips nationally and from Missouri and other states where they said, we will arrest you if you say he's a Muslim. Well, we all know now he is a radical jihadi. We now know he's financed it worldwide. So Obama is the plagiarer. He's the imposter. He's the counterfeit. He's the fraud. He's the phony $3 bill. He's the piece of trash. But I actually have screenshots of it. And I'm going to go over some of this coming up where I have screenshots of Melania's speech. And then I have screenshots of her supposed speech. And they are vastly different, but it's all the same thing about my values and my parents and why I love America. I mean, it's just like Schwarzenegger's speech in 2004 at the RNC that I watched from 50 feet away. And I thought, oh, my gosh, the same old speech everybody gives. I mean, is this a tired speech? Is this a speech everybody gives? Yeah, but it's kind of true, you see. I mean, that's really what your roots are about, so... It's like saying, you know, if she gave the Star Spangled Banner a salute, or if she did the salute of the flag and the national anthem or something, people said, oh, she plagiarized. No, she's stating the common Americana theme. She's quoting what we are, who we are. And so you could see it as dry and old. You could see it as said over and over again. You could even say it's plagiarized from everybody else. But it's the American experience. So, yeah, I like fast cars. I like freedom. I like apple pie. I like the Second Amendment. I like free market. I like, basic pro-family values. Am I plagiarizing that? I guess so. I guess I'm plagiarizing it from my ancestors that helped found this country in 1775 and 1776, and my ancestors that helped found Texas, and my ancestors that were involved in every war and every fight for this republic. But I'm not plagiarizing it. It's my blood. It's my genetics. It's who I am. It's my birthright. And Obama is the usurper that's coming in here trying to steal my birthright and your birthright. Because it doesn't matter when your family got here. It doesn't matter if you weren't even born here like Trump's wife. She embraces America. She promotes freedom. She promotes prosperity. She promotes women's dignity and freedom. And that's why she's American. But it's bigger than America. It's about the Renaissance worldwide.
Now, we come back, we're going to plow through a ton of news and the latest attempt last night for them to try to hijack and force a vote to steal the delegates, to steal the votes, and not let Trump get the nomination. That failed. But our own Wayne Madsen and other reporters on the ground learned they've got a sneak attack coming Wednesday night. They plan to walk off as delegates, implying that Trump has been overthrown.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price. Until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver, at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
First of all, I want to say, Secret 12, Action 2, Supermail, Brain Force, Plastic Art, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
I really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine product.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
I'm a 9-year listener. I buy all the nutraceuticals, OsteoFX.
Let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking?
From Supermail to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So just re-upped everything, and I just went to autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We don't need no education. We don't need no
I've gotten pretty wound up and pretty angry because there's a story up on InfoWars.com that dives into all this. Tolerant leftist media calls Melania Trump a dumb bitch who can't speak English. Hillary supporters fine with misogyny and bigotry when it comes to insulting a conservative. And, of course, the media is piling on because when a woman threatens Hillary, She's got to be destroyed. When a woman exposes Bill raping her, she's got to be destroyed. This is what Hillary does. So you have this lady get up and give a classic speech about her family and her roots and why she loves America and her values. And it's vaguely like a few lines of speeches written by other speechwriters by Michelle Obama. And all I care about is the fact that somebody like Melania, I believe, and she's shown, believes what she's saying. We know that Hillary and Michelle Obama and Barack Obama and all these other people, they really are out to get this country. They want to dominate it. They want to break it. They want to control it. And that's what this election is all about. It's about a repudiation of the globalists and the Bush and Clinton crime family. You got the Bushes and all the other top Republicans not coming to this thing. You got the RNC operatives in there trying to block people like Ted Nugent saying he's too radical. Think about that. Ted Nugent's an absolute barn burner, loved by conservative populists all over the country. He has the mantle of Chuck Heston. He's the guy that helped get the NRA back in line to actually defend the Second Amendment and stop waffling with the help of Gun Owners of America. And, of course, this show. And, oh, we don't want you to speak. You're too radical. It's a badge of honor that the RNC doesn't want Ted Nugent to speak. I don't even attempt to do it. Let me explain this. I always intend to stay as a referee on the outside of things, trying to simply awaken the people. I don't care about being invited to the White House if Trump wins. I can care less about eating off fine china. And I think Trump's the same as well. I actually want to see this country great again. I actually want to see industry here again. I know globalism is designed to deindustrialize us in a post-industrial world. That's the treaty that George Herbert Walker Bush signed us onto, but Congress didn't ratify. That's what Agenda 21 is. They want to sit there and ridicule us for talking about that, acting like it doesn't exist. Oh, there's no world government. Oh, there's no carbon tax. Oh, none of this is true. We're not going away. We're not backing off. We're not stopping. We're here, overlooking the RNC with a vantage point on the globalist operatives inside, trying to sabotage Donald Trump and derail it. And you heard me. You heard me. We have these neocons under siege. We have these rhinos under siege with aircraft and billboards and radio right here blasting everything. Let me tell you, I'm going to go out on the street later today, I think, and just randomly walk around with a live feed, maybe even in the fourth hour, and just let you see how many people are listeners of every race, color, and creed. That's what scares the globalists. I guarantee you, you send mainline reporters out there, people don't even care who they are. But they love InfoWars because we are populist, and we're bigger in many cases than the mainstream media. And that's not bragging about InfoWars. That's basically stating the exciting facts that their time is coming to an end. Their reign is coming to an end, and they know it. And InfoWars is only one focal point and one example of that. And I'm going to play part of my speech when we come back from yesterday, the full 17-minute speech is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We've got better audio versions of it going up soon. This is something someone else shot just off an iPhone. We've kind of got a bottleneck of all the powerful videos and things that are going to be and interviews that we've already gotten. I'm going to surprise folks. They're going to be coming out today and tomorrow. But I just want you to know we're in a good position. You're in a good position. If you realize we're in a good position with history on our side, the truth on our side, to really give the globalists a run for their money if we don't give up. But that's why they're changing the subject from what Melania Trump had to say in her speech to claiming a few lines of it sounded something like something Michelle Obama said. As if, see, there's the evil white racist woman stealing from the poor black lady again. There she is, the horrible slave owner, or she has no connection to that, but it doesn't matter. You know, the horrible demon that actually ate black children, cooked them up in stew pots, Melania Trump, and of course, you know, Donald Trump's evil and racist and homophobic as well, because the mainstream media said so. This is just how they inject this narrative over and over and over again. But when we come back, I've got part of the speech I gave. We'll play it from the intro at the rally they tried to stop, the rally they tried to shut down, the rally the globalists failed that was extremely successful. I'd say there's probably about 1,000 people there, but what really mattered was that hundreds of newspapers and TV stations carried it, and large chunks of what I said and what other people said, what Roger Stone said about the Clintons and their abuse of women and more, and the Chinese missile secrets and selling us out to foreign powers, it all got out on TV, radio, and print all over the country yesterday, just like our aircraft with the Hillary for prison did. Devastating victories. We're just a small part of the resistance. Run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
time. It's time because it's about you and people worldwide. Nationalism, sovereignty, true free market capitalism is rising worldwide as the globalists try to implement our world government. It is dead on arrival. If you think the awakening we've seen so far is big, this planet and the globalists have not seen anything yet. One day, the 30 miles, we couldn't fly airplanes with banners. As soon as that unfolded, they put an exclusion zone on, shutting all aircraft down. That is because they're afraid of free speech. And that's what they always try to do, is come and disrupt people and take over their free speech. These are not liberals. These are anti-free speech, anti-freedom scum. The tribes will be free. Globalists come in and they cause a bunch of division. They stir up a bunch of racism. They get everybody fight with each other. And you know what? It ain't working. All this garbage has brought America together. And know what's happening. So I'm going to tell you, I don't like it when you're cheering me coming up here. I want to salute all of you that are out here in defense of liberty, standing against tyranny. I salute you. Campaigns for funding where we're going to fly them all over the country. And now we're going to push even harder with more Hillary for President shirts. How many Hillary for President shirts we got here to get? That means multiple times as the number one search term about Brexit and Pokemon Go. That's right. We're even getting Nintendo a run with their money now. Think about that long and hard. I want to bring my buddy up here real quick, Joe Biggs. Bill, what is your take on this? Can we not see the people that thought they shut down our free speech? And we're not giving them a big, giant, red, white, blue, middle finger! When anything is true, it's really hard to get going. But when something's true, it's easy to get going. Right. Like crooked Hillary,
right,
and Hillary for president.
Right.
And I tell you, it is absolutely beautiful to see what's happening. Joe, you've been here a few days. My good buddy Joe Biggs, great patriot. He's here now fighting for this country. Yep. That's the great part about what we're doing is the globalists want to say our veterans, our police, our patriots, the number one enemy. That shows you this is an obvious outside global force. Of course they come here and say our veterans and our police are the enemy. Because they're the enemy. The globalists are the enemy. You guys are beautiful. I love seeing each and every one of those Hillary for President shirts. It is loud and clear across the world. You guys are the best followers ever. You guys are the best. You understand what's going on. You're wide awake. You're not asleep at what's going on. But we're sick and tired of what we've been seeing.
That's why we want Donald Trump!
But listen, don't put our faith in any one individual. He's all of us together, the line of liberty, coming together. Nothing's going to be able to turn this around in the end. We're identifying the globalists. We're identifying their program of control. We're identifying what their operations are. And once the general public understands the paradigm, it's game over!
All right, folks. Again, that is an amateur person that uploaded that video. We're going to upload the HD in higher quality later today. But I wanted to air 5-6 minutes of that. We're going to have Wayne Madsen coming up in the next 15 minutes or so inside the convention center. It's about 300 yards away from me. We're overlooking it, where last night he was able to talk to delegates and superdelegates about the plan in the aftermath of them trying to steal the election from Trump, trying to have a no vote and not honor the popular vote. A bunch of never Trump people who promised they wouldn't do it. But then, of course, as I predicted, they did it. Wasn't hard to predict. Now they're back at it again. This time they have a secret plan that Madsen discovered Wednesday to try to walk out at the end of Ted Cruz's speech. And we have Glenn Beck going on Meet the Press and actually coming out for Hillary Clinton for president. Truly sickening, ladies and gentlemen. There's a Business Insider article that's pretty good that's linked up on DrudgeReport.com, The Man Who Could Have Stopped Donald Trump. And they asked the question, why did Matt Drudge, who probably could have stopped Donald Trump, why did he not stop him? Well, he was very fair covering all the major Republican candidates, and I would say even lean towards people like Cruz early on, just from my watching. But as the dirty tricks rolled out, and as the intimidation rolled out, and as people bullied Drudge, saying, don't you dare link to anything that Trump's doing. When the media would lie about Trump, Drudge would actually put what Trump had said. But I haven't talked to Drudge about this, but this is my same reason for supporting Trump. So I'm guessing that this is why Drudge did it, because this is why I'm supporting Trump. It became apparent that they were stealing the election from Bernie Sanders. It became apparent they were going to give it to Hillary. And here's the deal. Forget anybody but Trump, anybody but Hillary. And then you watch Trump's courage out there with the death threats. You watch him lose all these businesses and golf courses and hotel deals and beauty pageant deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars. You watch him spend $50 million of his own money. You watch him say Hillary for president. You watch him say our economic surrender is over. You watch him expose Hillary as a communist Chinese agent. You watch him come out and expose that Black Lives Matter is a George Soros group to destabilize the country. I've gone from holding my nose 14, 15 months ago supporting Trump to being 100% behind him, 100% behind him. And I think I can speak for Drudge just because I know Drudge is a common sense guy. I've read his writing. I've seen what he links to. I've gotten a pulse for what Drudge thinks. And I think that I can give you a dead reckoning guess here that it's exactly why I just told you he's supporting Trump. But that'd be like if I guessed why you supported Trump. I mean, is it the same reason? He's the underdog. Both political parties are against him. The establishment we hate that keeps giving us New World Order is against him. The whole power structure is throwing money against him. The media is lying against him. The media is distorting what he said. And he's running against Hillary Clinton. I mean, that is a no-brainer why Matt Drudge supported Donald Trump, because he's clearly the best choice. He's clearly the guy we need. And it's such an epic time to be alive, historically, at this crossroads, where the choice is so clear. I don't think Donald Trump's going to be perfect. Nobody is. But he is not out to get this country, and he does want to make this country great again. That's why he's got my full backing. And by the way, that means your full backing. I began to support Trump early on, because I knew Hillary would be the nominee. And I said, I hope I'm right. But my gut tells me I'm going in the right direction. It's never been wrong. And I tell you, a lot of you that haven't supported Trump are going to feel really stupid. And I think there's about a 50% chance they're going to kill him. And so when they blow his plane up or shoot him in front of everybody, those of you that were, going, oh, I'm the purist, I'm for Ted Cruz. Oh, I'm the purist, I'm for all this bull. Ted Cruz is bought and paid for by Goldman Sachs and bought and paid for by the Bushes, and it's been proven. And I held my nose and hoped he'd just gotten, basically incubated by them, but had woken up. But because the Bush name is dead now, politically, I'm telling you, he would be their third term. And I don't want to dislike Ted Cruz. But the guy is a phony. He's a phony Texan. And I get really irritated by guys with lizard skin boots and cowboy hats sticking their fingers in their pockets and walking around going, "Oh, I'm a cowboy, you ain't going anywhere." I mean, it makes me sick. The guys all had no cattle, and I'm not getting off into a fight about Cruz. But Trump has issued the olive branch to Cruz. He's been sneaking around behind the scenes, and it's his people and a bunch of fake people in cowboy hats wearing Texas shirts who make me want to throw up. And it's a Texas coalition of carpetbaggers from Texas. Boy, isn't that reverse psychology? That's what's going on. A bunch of fake Texans up here in Cleveland, you know, degrading my state, degrading my heritage with this phony Canadian. Nothing against Canadians, but my God, I'm not up there trying to run your country. It's like Schwarzenegger. Even if I like Schwarzenegger, which I don't, the guy's not from here, man. Dude, go to Austria and run for president. Polls show you'd win. I mean, go to your country. Go to your homeland. But he's an open borders, you know, guy anyways, and anti-gun. What I'm getting at is the reign of fake conservatives is coming to an end. Donald Trump, Matt Drudge, Alex Jones, we all herald the end of this. And I want to give credit where credit's due. Even mainstream media says, okay, Matt Drudge is the only guy that probably could have stopped Trump. Well, that's right. The grassroots could have stopped Trump. That's why we were reached out to very early on by the Trump people when I was already supporting it. It was because they understood that. And I'm going to leave it at that. But it is important for the Trump people to not let the rhinos that are left in the party keep people out of the tent that built the tent, like Ted Nugent. By the way, Ted Nugent doesn't need to be at this RNC. But it's pure baloney that he wanted to be here early on, and they just said, no, you're too radical. Not Trump, but the RNC. And Ted Nugent's too cool of a guy to sit there and go bitch and complain to Donald Trump, who he knows. But again, this is how this stuff operates. This is how they get things done. And I'm sitting here on Business Insider. It says, David Duke, former KKK Grand Wizard, he's with Trump. Are you? I mean, that is, well, you've got a grand dragon out in California for Hillary. Does that mean that, you know, that she's for the KKK? Well, in her case, actually, she is. That's who she got tootled by was Senator Robert Byrd, who was actually a real grand dragon. But going deeper into this article, it's a larger issue than just Drudge. You read the article and it says, oh my gosh, Drudge gave an interview, an exclusive, when he doesn't give them but every few years, to Infowars.com. He's so horrible. And it's got Glenn Beck criticizing Drudge here. And then they don't even give you a link to the Drudge 45-minute interview. They have Glenn Beck popping off in the article. So we're going to take their headline. We're going to post it, but point out that they didn't let you actually hear what Drudge had to say. So here's the 45-minute interview if you actually want to know what's going on. So all the general tactics, I'm not even really attacking this article. It's written kind of from both sides schizophrenically. But it's got the classic Benedict Arnold in here of Glenn Beck saying, I don't know what the hell happened to Matt Drudge, echoed Beck, the prominent conservative talk show host, who supports Hillary Clinton, I should add, and founder of the Blaze. And then it goes on to have Cruz, you know, also attacking Drudge previously, but then not actually letting you hear what Drudge has to say. Drudge is going with the populist. Drudge is going with Americana. Drudge is going with the future. Drudge is in fact, not just going, he's leading it because he is a populist, a nationalist, a true libertarian conservative, just like I am. And so he's helping lead the future, not a coward, not someone who's neutral or beyond neutral. There are things far worse than the neutral Rand Paul, somewhat neutral. No, we've got the Glenn Beck, who's been going on the Sunday news shows with Democratic Party operatives and bad-mouthing. I'm going to play this clip when we come back. Bad-mouthing Trump and saying he supports Hillary Clinton. And the host of it, former Democratic Party operative, said he was, quote, speechless. Speechless while he was hearing this. And even the White House-run Media Matters came out and said he's trying to rebrand himself as mainstream and join us. And then they say, we don't want you, Glenn Beck. The White House-run Media Matters. So you run to Zuckerberg and grovel at his feet and say his censorship of libertarians and conservatives is good and worth it and the thing he should be doing. You run to the Meet the Press, run by the former, what is it, White House chief, who was Todd? I forget. I mean, it's just, it's totally crazy town. You run to the enemy because you were always the enemy. And I told everyone you were the enemy. But let me tell you what it means that Glenn Beck's doing this. I have been told this by the highest levels of folks under Roger Ailes. They've got a big fake scandal brewing that's being run by the Rupert Murdoch kids with ancient fake sexual harassment garbage on Roger Ailes. By the way, Roger Ailes never done anything. We're skipping this network break. Roger Ailes has never done anything for me. I have been offered Fox shows and have refused them. Man Cow's on record. I've been offered contracts three different times. They can't believe I won't do weekend shows. So here's the deal. I'm not saying this about Roger Ailes because I want to get any type of entree into Fox. Fox is a sinking island. Fox is meant to be destroyed by the Rupert Murdoch children as soon as they get Ailes out of the way and Rupert Murdoch is fading into the oblivion. Okay? And they plan to bring down Ailes by the end of this year with a made-up sexual harassment string of women, totally made up from our sources. Some of this stuff's 20 years old when he founded Fox News. And then they plan to basically turn it into a Democratic Party socialist channel. They know the demographics. Most of their viewers are dying. They know that their other companies that are 95% of what they do are in globalist media, anti-family media, anti-gun media. I mean, look at what News Corp and the Fox studios put out. Globalist disinformation. They're preparing to turn Fox into a CNN light that they think will still keep the conservative audience that's left, because where do they have to go? And that's why Glenn Beck, who is arch enemies with Roger Ailes, the two are obsessed with each other, is now going out and showing his wares on ABC and CBS and all the rest, sabotaging the libertarian move to block the globalist destruction of the republic. Here at the final moment, he shows himself to be the Benedict Arnold. So this isn't about the loser, the fake, the actor Glenn Beck. This is about the fact that this is a larger move to take over talk radio, which they're already doing, and shutting down True Patriot Host. This is a larger move to kick them all off Sirius XM. It is a larger move, ladies and gentlemen, on every stinking front there is to shut down free speech in this country. And Matt Drudge came a year ago to the InfoWars studios, or I guess a little less than a year ago. And he came to the studios and he warned people, I met with the Supreme Court justice, they're coming up to free speech next year. And you notice it's all here. And then Business Insider, well, let us hear what Ted Cruz had to say, what Glenn Beck had to say, what a bunch of other people had to say, but won't let you actually hear. I mean, they say he doesn't give interviews but every couple of years, and he gave an interview to this crazy person, Alex Jones, but they won't let you hear what he actually had to say. But here's what happened. I've been to a bunch of different dinners and things and have been mobbed by even mainstream major newspaper writers. The New York Times, Weekly Standard, the list goes on and on. And all they ask about is Matt Drudge. And how do you know Matt Drudge? I say, I'm just really not going to make any comments. But he listens to the show some and links to a lot of our stories and is a trailblazer and came to visit me and was a surprise. They go, is that really a surprise? I said, no, that was really a surprise. Oh, yeah, right, you staged that. No, it's not. You know. Oh, you just recanted to me that you're really a libertarian. And that's all fake. You know, just weird stuff like that. So that was, and folks were overall nice, but it's just crazy to see this. And then everybody wants this Drudge interview, but no one will actually link to it. But what's beautiful about what he's done is, whether it was the New York Times or whether it was the Weekly Standard or whether it was Politico or whether it was the Washington Post or whether it was all these different groups I talked to. I mean, it was so much my head was spinning. To a person, they all think the Matt Drudge interview happened last month. Because it took that long to start going more and more viral because nobody can get a Matt Drudge interview. So Matt is so smart, he goes and does this one interview, and then he wants to know what Matt Drudge thinks, and all they can go to is hear what he said a year ago. So no matter how much they try to ignore it, I don't think like that. He really is smart.
We're all smart in different ways, but you can see Matt Drudge has this long-term vision. And so this is not the Matt Drudge butt-kissing contest. It's just really great to see the stuff he does kind of work his magic down the road. Because my brain works different ways than that. You know, I've got my own smarts in different ways and things. Kind of the smarts of a pit bull attacking a zebra, biting it on the nose, but or a donkey. Democrat analogy here. But it's crazy to see this, and it's crazy to see them try to block everything and try to restrict and try to spin and try to act like they control the narrative and that, you know, the populist movement's a joke. When I talk to these reporters, they are scared. They are listening. I talked to John Ronson, who's a really smart guy and, you know, a big filmmaker as well. And I've known him for 18 years. I mean, 3 years before I went into Bohemian Grove. And he said, no, absolutely. He said, you know, he's a big Guardian writer. He said, I'm not just telling you this. He said, your libertarian brand in Europe is the hottest thing, you know, here in the U.S. It looks like you and Drudge and Trump are about to become the establishment. And I said, no, we're not. We're about to try to turn the people loose and show the power of populism. We're only focal points of that. But it really is amazing. And so, yes, I would have to give Matt Drudge the credit. First, the American people and populists seeing through things. Then Matt Drudge and then myself. The credit for early on supporting Trump when it became clear that he was a populist and it was going to be Hillary if we didn't do something. But speaking of that, we've got several different clips here that we're going to play as we go out to break. Let's play one, the first clip of Glenn Beck on Meet the Press, savaging Donald Trump. And remember, this means supporting Hillary Clinton. Here it is.
Then you have Donald Trump, who the only advisors that he listens to are his children. What do you have? He's a corrupt businessman. She's corrupt. So both sides are now saying, what are you going to do? I think we feel all Americans, I shouldn't say all, I think Reince and a few others, at both conventions are going to be fine just pulling the lever. But I think a lot of people are pulling it, not holding their nose, wincing in pain as they think about pulling that lever. So what you decide to do is your own business. But I have to tell you, there are choices. You can vote for the Green Party. You can vote for the Libertarian Party. I know people will say, well, that's a vote for the other guy. But you know what? I can't sell my soul anymore to these parties because
let me ask both. So
he can't sell his soul any more of these other parties. And he tries to spin it like voting for someone else isn't a vote for Hillary, trying to manipulate people, trying. I mean, I know folks that know Glenn Beck, okay? He scripts everything he says. He's the opposite of me. And I am so proud that he's the opposite of me. I am so proud that I am not. And listen, I have held my tongue on Glenn Beck for so long, but that guy has really sabotaged me. He's gotten in my business. And let me tell you something. I thank good Lord above. I thank my family. I think Matt Drudge and also folks like George Norrie that have helped get the InfoWar over to the next level because they've helped me in my life because I'm not really a competitive guy. I'm not out to be the big guy. I'm not out to be the winner. But let me tell you, when somebody tries to ruin me and break me and shut me down and destroy me, I do savor it. I'll tell you. I absolutely savor and I enjoy. Anytime I'm down or I'm tired, I can think about all the people in my life, from the bullies when I was 10 years old, right through some of the people that fired me off radio because I was talking about Hillary and Bill, right through to people like Glenn Beck and everybody else. You're not going to shut me down, and I'm not backing down, and neither are the American people, and neither is Donald Trump, and neither is Matt Drudge. We're taking this country back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house.